Every day this week, we've been talking about various aspects of open house. It's coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and it is always one of the great London events. I think because it's really aimed at Londoners, it's sort of for us to take a look inside all of those places that are normally kind of kept closed. It enables us to be nosy neighbours, but it also enables us to see the kind of the reality, I think, of the built environment in this city. So it's everything from great and grand buildings to people's homes, but it's also the stuff that you don't always think about as architecture. Yesterday we were looking at the kind of the sewage and the waterworks and the water system and all the civil engineering that goes into a city. And today we're going to turn our attention to the horticultural aspects of architecture, I guess, because I'm in the company of Meron Kirk, who's a landscape architect. In fact, he's landscape architecture director at BDP, and he's going to be giving a couple of guided tours this coming weekend. Meron, welcome to BBC London.
Thank you.
If people don't know exactly what a landscape architect is, what's your brief when it comes to designing a space, if you like?
I think it's essentially looking at the whole space, how it can be designed, how it functions, how it relates to buildings, how it relates to people, and just making sure that the place that people want to be in.
So do you work with conventional architects, or do you work with town planners, or who tend to be your kind of...
I think a bit of everyone. It depends on the projects, where we have large projects which are multidisciplinary with architects, engineers, but others which are maybe like parks. We would be working with other engineers to actually enable some of our designs to be built.
Where in London can people see examples of your work?
Well, I've done quite a few projects in Lewisham,
right?
Two of which I'm showing guiding on Saturday.
Right.
So there's a number of parks there: Cornwall Gardens, Ladywell Fields, Mountsfield Park, Markham McMillan Park. All projects which I've designed with my team, and seen right through to construction on
site.
So
is that designing from scratch? So someone says, right, you've got an acre and a half of land, or you've got whatever it might be. I don't know how big these spaces are.
Generally there are existing spaces,
yep,
badly used,
right,
badly looked after,
okay,
and unloved. And we're brought in to say, what can we do with this to make this a better place? And there'd probably be a bit of neglect and a bit of bad design once upon a time. And the sort of community changes. Community have different needs. So we're trying to redesign those spaces to actually fit today's needs.
And is it very much about working with the community to find out what they want from a space? Is that an important part of the process?
It is indeed. A lot of consultation and engagement. We can't do anything without getting everyone on board and actually trying to facilitate a lot of different views to come up with something which works.
Because I guess there's going to be competing kind of desires for a limited amount of space, isn't it? People with children might want one thing, people who love flowers might want another. But you see what I'm trying to say? There's always going to be different kind of calls upon that space, aren't there?
Which is where we come in. Our expertise is to take all of those and actually design, placemake an area to actually accommodate everyone. So looking at everyone's needs and trying to decide how space best is designed to do that.
So do you approach it primarily, would you say, from a design perspective, or is it a horticulture perspective? Is it about the planting or what?
I think we look at everything at the same time, but it is design perspective. It's looking at spaces and how spaces should be arranged. And then once we arrange the spaces to fit the needs, then it's looking at the components, whether it's planting, furniture, art, and all the other elements that go with that.
Of course, because it isn't just going to be plants, is it? When you talked about furniture and art, I guess those are just as important in many senses.
And often there's a whole lot of other things that can be brought into it that are...
I mean, do you deal in things like children's playgrounds, about, well, you know, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, it's a component of just about every park I've ever worked on, because it's an essential thing to look at all ages. Yeah.
Okay, tell us about the two places that you're actually giving tours this weekend.
So Ladywell Fields, which is about a 1 mile linear park with the River Ravensbourne running through it, going from Ladywell to Catford.
Right.
So it was a green space. The River Ravensbourne was very much sort of covered up in a culvert.
Right.
So we've broken out the culverts.
So you've actually opened up the river.
Yeah.
So
made it more accessible. We've put more play in. We've put lots more paths in, more lighting.
I presume in that sort of space you've got a lot of space, but as you said, it's linear. So is it quite a narrow kind of strip?
Yes, it is. It's relatively narrow, but the reality is it's quite a large area. So what we've got to do is the budget we have actually make it work. So it's all about what we do, where we do it, why we do it, and how do we get the best value out of that.
Okay, so when's that tour?
That is at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Okay, and the second one?
Is Mountsfield Park, which is a community gardens, which we've just completed.
Yeah.
Which is probably one of the largest community gardens now in London.
Wow.
And so that is at the other side of Catford. which was an old bowling green, which was very, very derelict with a few old toilet blocks which were falling down, lots of asbestos and other things. And we completely transformed that into a community garden, working with the Friends of the Park group and the council to actually create something for everyone to actually enjoy.
How long is the process of doing something like that? How long from start to finish does that kind of thing take?
Normally from the time that we start to try to start with the analysis and concept, it takes a year before we get anywhere near site.
Wow.
Then, depending on the size of it, anything from 6 months on site to up to a year probably again. So we look at a good turnaround is 2 years.
Right. In terms of an area like that, is there a sort of not a conflict, but a pull between creating a space that people can use and creating a space that feels natural?
Yes.
Do you see what I mean? Because they're not quite necessarily the same, are they?
No, luckily in some of those spaces, like Ladywell Fields, we have enough space to do both.
Right.
And we have very, very natural areas, and we have areas which we're inviting lots of people into. And what we try to do is subtly blur those boundaries so we don't have fences and areas.
How important when you're doing projects like this is maintenance? Because it's all right to produce something that looks fantastic the day you walk away, but then 6 months later, nature changes, doesn't it? That's what I noticed. It's not like decorating your kitchen, doing your garden, is it?
And the future of parks is a big question because...
Right. Because of funding?
Yeah, the revenue has gone down. Councils haven't got as much money, so therefore we have to really bear that in mind. So everything we put in there has got to be robust. It's got to be, self-maintaining, which is impossible, but we try our best.
Low
maintenance, and really something which is going to stay the test of time.
Yeah, because you're planning not just for now, but you're planning for the future in many senses, aren't you, really?
And we would hope that we're not revisiting what we've just been designing in years to come, because it's actually been put in very robustly and it's got a good structure and a good sort of principle design to allow the space to be well used by everyone.
Do you work sometimes in very urban, I mean, those, they're urban environments. Lewisham is hardly the countryside, but they're essentially parks. Do you ever work in that period where you're working, say, in the city and you've got a little patch and you've just got to do something with it?
Yeah, we work across London. We do lots of streets and spaces.
Yeah.
So sometimes we have very little green, if any.
Right.
But even streetscapes, we can actually make those into far better places. So looking at how streets are used, whether it's by markets, again, shops, people, and actually looking at all logistics of making streets a better place. And as landscape architects, we do that as well.
I was going to say, again, it relies very much on interaction with the community, doesn't it? All of this stuff.
Yes, because there you've got even more stakeholders. Every shop has got what they want.
Yeah.
Every resident, what they want, which is obviously often is not the same as the shop.
Yeah.
The council want to do what they do, and the funders want something different as well.
And there's all those elements like parking and all of that. Yeah. Do you deal with that sort of stuff?
Yes,
really?
Then we bring in specialists to assist us. But overall, we have to deal with everything and everyone that might potentially use those spaces.
Tell us again, Merrin, where people can come for the tours and stuff.
So it's 11 a.m. at the Ladywell Town, or village end of Ladywell Fields.
Right.
And then at 1:30 at the Mountsfield Community Gardens.
And could people just turn up, or do they have to book these?
Just turn up.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And they're free,
of course. Yes.
Have you done this before? Have you done open house before?
I have for a number of years. I've always done a few guided tours around different spaces and parks which I've been designing. So it's they're great
events.
Do you
enjoy it? Do you like getting to talk about your work?
Because you get a real mix of people. You get everything from students right through to people who have lived in the area for 50 years, and they're all very intrigued to see what we've done, how we've done it, and why is it as it is.
So those are coming up this coming weekend as part of Open House. And if you go onto the Open House website, of course, you can find all the information. Merrin Kirk, thank you very, very much, sir.
Thank you.